went over to the shelves lined with Cronin's memorabilia. He had wanted to know about all the items Cronin thought important enough to collect over the last 1,200 years. As a vampire, Cronin had seen things Alec couldn't begin to imagine, and he wanted to know as much as he could. He'd asked about most of them, but went to one display that held 3 items he'd not gotten to yet. Alec put his hand out, almost touching the artifact.
"Can I touch it?"
Cronin now stood beside him.
"Of course,"
he answered with a smile. Alec carefully picked up the small, crudely glazed bottle, admiring it as he turned it in his hands. It was whitish-brown and looked like a child had made it in school art class.
"What about this one?"
"That is a Mayan poison bottle." Alec blinked.
"Oh."
He changed how he was holding it, as though it would now bite. Cronin smiled.
"The year was 821. Jodis and I went there and were ill-received.
Can't imagine why." Alec laughed and rolled his eyes.
"No, I can't imagine why either."
"A witch doctor offered us a drink,"
Cronin said, nodding toward the bottle.
"Courteous fellow."
"Well, it would have been rude to refuse,"
Alec added sarcastically.
"Yes, quite,"
Cronin said, amused.
"In the end, he drank it himself, rather than see his end with one of us."
"And this one?"
Alec picked up what looked like a bone knife.
"Ah, that's a Peruvian weaver's bone wand."
"Of course it is,"
Cronin chuckled.
"It's from 1288. An old woman stabbed me with it."
Alec's mouth fell open.
"She what?"
"She stabbed me. Only barely."
Cronin was still smiling.
E.G. and Jodis thought it funny that an elderly human woman could do such a thing. She was no taller than 4 feet.
"I hope you killed her."
Cronin barked out a laugh.
No. Her heart gave out before I had the chance."
Alec turned back to the shelves and picked up a long metal pin with a jeweled end. It looked expensive.
"And this?"
"That is a 17th century French shawl pin,"
Cronin said, almost wistfully.
"A man tried to stab me with it. I believe it belonged to his wife."
"What is it with you and being stabbed?"
Cronin sniffed indignantly.
"It must be my charming personality."
Alec snorted.
"If by charming personality you mean vampire about to kill him, then yeah, I think so too."
But the truth was, Alec knew from years of police work that stabbing was an intimate crime. The offender was well within the other person's personal space. He frowned.
"I don't like the idea of you being close enough to bite someone else. Or that you have your mouth on their skin. Or your teeth."
Cronin took the shawl pin from Alec and put it back on the shelf.
"It doesn't bother you that I kill people, only that I have my lips on them when I bite them."
Alec looked to the floor and nodded.
"You get close. You touch them. You put your lips on them," he said.
He knew he was pouting, but he couldn't seem to stop.
"It's not fair."
Cronin put his finger under Alec's chin and lifted his face so he could see his eyes.
"It is not the same." "I know,"
Alec said petulantly. He knew he was being unreasonable. He craned his neck, exposing it to Cronin. Alec knew there were vampire puncture wounds marking his skin, and he loved them. He wore them with pride.
"I like it when your lips are on my neck, when you bite me, when you drink from me."
Cronin leaned in and ran his nose along the bite wounds.
"Do I not take enough from you?"
"Never,"
Alec whispered. Cronin licked the 2 bruised hole marks, making Alec shiver.
"Do I not bite you enough?"